You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, you are listening to Wig Hackers Podcast, where you will get a real feeling of what goes on working on the hair side of the entertainment industry. And you will never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned.
Welcome back, Wig Hackers. This is another edition of my show. Thanks for joining. Well, I have, you know, we're back to the normal schedule of me on my Xanax Ambien, but I have like a studio with like things. So we're trying it. We're going to do it. And you can hear everything. I mean, this mic is pretty good. Sorry if you hear too much or the gain isn't good. I have no idea. You're going to hear, truthfully, that's my chandelier and the people upstairs. But that's all right. So this episode is about really, I don't want to say fallback, because that's been used to me, and I've never taken very nicely about it. But I think it's why I do so many different things. You know, if some of you follow me or don't follow me, I like doing a podcast, doing like, I'm writing my third book right now. I'm, you know, I do TV, I'm doing, you know, photo shoots, I'm renting wigs, I'm, you know, doing classes, I'm really diversifying my portfolio. Wow, I have grown. I've really grown, holy cow. And I really think that is what has gotten me through some really tough times. I've had, you know, I mean, in my world, in my industry, you know, it's really about who does it and when, you know, and the next best thing. And it's so competitive. And, you know, you're as good as your last job. I know I've talked about it many times on my channel. But, you know, it is true, though. It's completely true, where everyone is looking for the next best thing, you know, and sometimes this is all they can do. They can only do one thing. And that's where I, right now, I know we have this plague going around and people are kind of stressing out, the stock market, whatever is happening. You know, everyone has their, you know, rhymes and reasons. But like, I'm cool, you know, and I, you all know how crazy I am. I'm cool. But remember, this is how I do my, it's weird. Anytime there is something wrong, oh my gosh, I had a boss once that got so mad at me because he yelled at me like, you love it when something goes wrong. I'm like, no, not really, but I'm really good at handling it. Like, if there is something wrong, if it's stressful or if it's too much, baby, I got you. I'm going to calm you down. We're going to get the problem solved. We're going to move on. We're going to get through it and then we can come back to it. But if I'm on the team, watch out, because you got it. You know, so I feel, you know, right now people are a little bit stressed, you know, especially in the even entertainment industry. I mean, they got shut down way before, like, you know, salons got shut down. You know, right now we're just hearing about, you know, salons are being shut down and, you know, curfews and stuff like that. So it's just like, I get it. We're supposed to have a job, 9 to 5, have something to, you know, but be diverse in what you do. You know, like, we all have done it. We all know different things. We've all taken classes. We've all talked to other people who we look up to. We've done YouTube channels. We've watched, I'm sure. You know what I mean? There's so much education out there right now that we can learn something from everyone. And, you know, I watch other people's podcasts or I watch other people's YouTube channels, you know, sometimes for pure entertainment, sometimes for whatever it may be, you know, and I really feel we can do more, you know, and I know that's even like, how much more can we do? You're talking to the, you know, the mighty queen over here of balancing of the plates. And this is like, you know, from product line to Broadway shows to high school shows to regional shows to, you know, my personal life and all the boys and all the men and, you know, keeping everything spinning, you know, making wigs, teaching wigs, writing a book, you know, all of these things, you know, and then from, you know, just all the projects together and really being just so much stuff. I've really learned that it's helped me, you know, really going through life, not really knowing what's going to be next. So that's why I think I am good under pressure. I love it. I do. He was right. You know, he also thinks I owe him my firstborn child for getting me in the industry, but we'll talk about that another time. But like, it's really helped me not become that crazy. I mean, to be honest, I've not been working for the past, what is it? January, February, March, 2 months. Okay. almost 2 months to the date. Almost. We stopped filming January 17th. Yeah. So 2 months to the date. I stopped working, basically. So, you know, with this, you know, like, I took my unemployment. I always do after every gig, unless I have something else lined up right after. You know, it just ran out, you know, and hopefully I will get a couple extensions on that because of the coronavirus. But you never know. You just don't know. So I made a little nest egg. And I also have other avenues of money coming in, you know, from, you know, book sales to education to wig rentals to you name it, you know, especially now that the government is saying that we cannot be face to face, you know, separating. I forgot what we were calling it now, separating ourselves, quarantining, you know, but this is a great way to do that, where you can listen to my podcast and we can still better ourselves and become better at what we do, and not have to, you know, dwindle it down to, oh, I'm only as good as such and such, or, you know, oh my gosh, my life is falling apart. Of course, the world's going to happen. Life happens. But it's how we deal with it and how we get out of it is really what it is about. I think this is showing a lot of people that we can do a little bit more and our time management can really be more helpful, you know, where we can break up a couple things, where we can, you know, maybe wake up half an hour early and do a podcast or, you know, write that book that you thought of this idea for. I think that's what right now it's really telling the world that we need to think about it. And really get the mojo going and just seeing how the cookie crumbles. So yeah, so this, just like to recap, it's, I just want you all to start like doing more of the things that you love. I should preface that with that, because I do everything that I do, I love. I haven't had a, well, I mean, some things are a little bit more challenging. Some things are a little bit more in depth, you know, you have to get a little bit more, you know, put your big boy pants on and just like deal. But like, I'm not mad at it. You know, hindsight 2020 always, you know, I do keep in the back of my head that this too shall pass. My teacher in high school literally taught me that, this too shall pass, and it will. The coronavirus will pass. How we come out of it is how we come out of it, and it's going to be great. I know right now hearing that, I hope it sparks a little bit of hope inside of you. So thank you so much for listening, and I'm sorry I wasn't that crazy on this one, a little bit serious, but you know, I'm watching what you're doing, so make sure your hair looks great, because remember, I'm always watching.
Thank you so much for making it through this episode of Wig Hackers. Please feel free to give me some topics you'd like to hear me rant about. Send me a DM on Instagram at Daniel Coy Official or on my Facebook page. You can also see me doing some fun, crazy things on the TikTok. Follow Daniel Coy. Don't forget to always do your hair, because when you're looking good, you're feeling amazing and anything can happen.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.